Who's ready for some fun?
Who's ready for some old-timey fun?
Show them fun!
Yep, get ready for the gelatinous fun.
Time for fun. Time for fun. Fun. Fun.
Get ready for fun. Fun. Fun.
It sounds like fun.
Super fun.
The River Network presents Dimitri live and dangerously local on Big Willie 105.5, 1290, 100.1, 1430, and 100.9. Time to get your morning up to speed with Dimitri live and dangerously local, a River Network production.
Everybody here ain't from here, but we're here doing our thing.
Incredible show for you today. Incredible guest, too, here in studio. You can actually watch the interview on the Facebook live stream. Later on, we'll be having a state senator, Tom Willis, who is a U.S. Senator Shelley Moore Capito's worst nightmare. Lots of great stuff for you today. And let's just turn this thing off. I'm annoyed by the music already. All right, so we got two special guests here in studio. We've got the Fulton Flash, citizen journalist, Carly Dittmar. Carly, do you want to wave to the audience? Make sure that they know that it's you. Okay, and the other one is Dr. Norman Wood, who has been our very special guest several times, at least one other time here before. And he is joining us as well. And the reason that we have both of them here is for a number of different things. An update on the never-ending homeless problem in the Valley, but also a solution. Dr. Norman Wood is all about solutions. This guy, a very, very impressive former West Virginia State trooper, later special agent, assigned organized crime drug task force, San Francisco. He is a medical doctor. He has also been running urgent care centers. And he also has a pillow that he's trying to sell, the Cleopatra's pillow, which we'll get to a little bit later. That's the new My Pillow guy. He's here in studio. And so we'll be talking with him, and also the idea that he has, which is now getting lots and lots of traction, not only with the governor of West Virginia, but also the president of the United States. It's really very, very exciting stuff. But first, welcome to Carly and also to Norman. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. How are
nice
you both doing?
Nice being here.
Good. Thank you so much.
Very sorry about the can of Raid that I have here, flying insects. They came early, and I was hoping to come early, which I was running late, to spray to kill all the flies that we have all around here. Uh-huh. So, and you thought that was pretty funny.
I think it was for me.
No. Sakes. So I'm going all around trying to spray here and just trying to make sure that I'm not, you know, causing these people any kind of, you know, health issues. And I said, no, we're okay. I think I got most of the flies. But if there's anyone floating around here, flying around, let me know, and I'll shake it, and then I will do it down here.
Oh, my God.
And we'll get him here. Again, I'm sorry about that. Oh. All right, so let's start with Carly first. Your health is okay.
I'm doing well.
All right, great. So what is the latest now with the homeless? Because you cover this as a citizen journalist, and you were just talking during the before we started the show, actually, about some terrible things that you had heard and seen.
Well, I've just been listening to the scanner late at night, and I made a list of some of the things. Domestics at the homeless camp, a chainsaw.
What?
A man. They called over the scanner, said there's a man at the homeless camp with a chainsaw. I called it the chainsaw massacre. And he was trying to destroy the other tents with the chainsaw.
Oh, my God.
Now, that's a block and a half from my house.
Oh, my God.
Let's see. A woman's in the dumpster by the old clay school, and she's throwing everything out of the dumpster because, you know, they're going to tear that place down.
Where? She's throwing
she's
stuff out
of the dumpster, and she's throwing it out into the street. Remember when I told you...
Why is she in the dumpster?
Remember when I told you Rorig's had to spend $500 to $600 for locks for their dumpsters because they put the homeless camp next to them?
Yes.
They were in the dumpsters throwing the trash out of the dumpsters, anything they didn't want.
So they're scavenging for stuff in the dumpsters.
Right.
Oh, my
I had
word.
One across the street from my house because the El Torgrado was paving their lot. And I told the guy, I'm surprised there's anything left in here. I said, they were hanging it, you know, heads in the dumpsters and feet up in the air every night.
Oh, my word.
Let's see. People called and said, this is the second call on the scanner. There are several homeless people wandering through their yard. What do we do?
Man.
Call the police. That's what you do. Let's see. Sleeping in the business's cars. I think I told you that before. This was the best one. A man laying behind a building covered in feces, and he's passed out.
Good Lord.
Last night there was another one in the street passed out with his bike laying next to him.
And still the city of Wheeling does not have anyone managing that camp. They're waiting for
some of the...
They don't
even call it managed any longer.
What are they
calling? They are worried sick now that we have a person like this.
Dr. Norman
that
Wood.
That has been saying everything before Trump ever told us what he was thinking.
Yeah. In fact,
and it was like, if you didn't know, you would think they were the same person with their ideas.
Yeah, no question. Let's get to Dr. Norman Wood. First, welcome back, sir. Thank you so much. Oh, by the way, you're also an accomplished author. Several books. I've got a couple of them here. One is Red Sword, a novel, book one. And the other one is the Thorn Red Sword series, book two. Here's book two. Here's book one. You can see the show on the Facebook live stream. Buy lots of copies. All right. Trying to help you here, sir. So you are pretty much a godsend when it comes to the issue of homelessness, not only here in the Valley, but really in America. And I've got to thank Carly Dittmar because she turned me on to you, saying you need to talk to this guy. I didn't know you from Adam. I'm sorry. I just didn't. And she said, no, this guy's got the answer for the problem with homelessness. And I'm saying, yeah, sure, right. But you actually do. And like I have anything to do with this. You're making incredible progress, not only on the state level, but now with Donald Trump on the national level. This is really quite astonishing. Give us the overview. First off, how do you know so much about the homeless? Dr. Norman Wood.
Well, part of my medical career, I was the lead physician for 14 urgent care clinics in Seattle. We had 14 clinics. In that general area. And we had a homeless population of 5,000 that we were taking care of.
5,000?
5,000. In all of West Virginia, homeless population is about 1,500 in the entire state. We had a homeless population. When I was there and helping to run those clinics, we had a homeless population of 5,000. It now has doubled. It's either 8,000 to 10,000 homeless individuals in the Seattle area.
What did you learn from dealing with all those homeless people?
Well, that's the thing. You learn that the vast majority of the homeless population are either mentally ill, drug addicted, or both. And that's exactly what President Trump said in his latest executive order. And what we have been doing for the last 40 years, and most of those, the last 40 years, I was in law enforcement. I was a state trooper, like you said, and then a special agent. So I have seen this from both sides. And now as a physician, I have been treating these people for almost the last 30 years. And you learn quite a bit about them. And
what did you learn? What's the main thing that you learned about them?
They can't help themselves.
Really?
This is not a personal responsibility issue. This is not a housing issue. And I can't say that strongly enough. These people were mentally ill or drug addicted before they ever became homeless. This is not a housing issue. They were mentally ill or drug addicted before they became homeless. And...
Wow.
Housing has been provided for the past 40 years, and it has not worked.
Not at all. It's gotten worse.
At all.
It's
not going to work because they can't. They have the mental illness, and being on either the mentally ill or the drug addicted, they have the mental problems where they will not stay in normal housing as we would think of.
They wander off and just start.
Well, the housing that they built a 400 bed housing. Building down in Florida, and it was ran by Dr. Malott, and now it's run by the county sheriff's department. They can only keep people in there for like a week or two, and then they all leave, and only 3% of them ever go to other housing places.
Why do they leave?
Because a lot of them have what's called agoraphobia, where they don't like to be around a bunch of people. The other thing is their addiction and their mental illness will not allow them to stay in housing where they think they are threatened, where their lifestyle is threatened. They will not stay in housing.
But they're safer in that housing than they are on the streets.
You will never convince them of that. They would rather
be
sleeping. Well, exactly right. They would rather be sleeping in a tent in freezing weather under an overpass with no source of heat, no warm food, than they would in a housing project that we would present to them.
Why they don't go in the Life Hub in the winter?
And we have had this for 40 years. I mean, the data is very clear. That is not the issue. Housing has never been the issue. And that is the other thing that President Trump said in his executive order. This is not a housing issue.
Right.
We have to solve the mental health problem of the population and the drug addiction.
Right. In fact, they tried that a long time ago in San Diego. This priest did this. It was actually featured on 60 Minutes back when 60 Minutes was actually a decent show. And it was this giant building, and it was going to take care of all these homeless people, their place to sleep and work and this, you know, blah, 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 blah. Nothing changes.
No, nothing changes. Those facilities end up being torn apart.
Yeah. Yes. Yes.
End up being torn apart.
I've got different landlords here in the Valley who, off the record, pretty much say the same thing, that when they do rent to the homeless, trying to, you know, help them, and they have enough money, that they destroy everything. They bring in all their friends, and they got to de-louse the place. It's not a homeless problem.
Yeah, they cannot help it. And that's the point that the most homeless people do not understand.
Okay, it's not a homeless problem for the homeless.
No, problem isn't not at homeless. All.
Isn't that amazing?
No, you have to. All of our efforts over the last 40 years, and all the metrics show this, we have completely failed in all of these metrics.
Sure.
And what they need is some way to where we can address their mental illness and their drug addictions. Well, we can now prove that once abstinence has occurred, it takes the brain up to 2 years to heal. And during that same time, the cravings will increase up to 2 years.
The cravings for alcohol and drugs.
Alcohol and drugs, correct. Okay. So that's the reason that you'll have somebody that's tried hard as hell, and they have been clean for a year, and then they relapse.
90% failure rate, right?
Well, yes. The local detox center, 60% will relapse in the first month.
Right.
90% will relapse in the first year. The other 10% are the ones, or part of the ones, that have overdosed and died.
Wow.
So none of that has occurring. And these people are living in their own hells every day. We're not helping them. We're perpetuating their...
We're enabling these people.
We're enabling these people to live in a hell which they want out of. Yeah. And I have been successful in getting a couple people out of that. And one of them, before I moved back here in 2018 from Washington State, I ended up getting him clean, got him a job, he got an apartment, and when I told him I was coming back to West Virginia, he cried, he hugged me and said, thank you for getting me out of hell. And that, and it takes 2 to 3 years to be able to do that, because the drugs, either they have a mental illness that has to be treated, and actually the mentally ill are easier to treat than the drug addictions, because you can actually stabilize those quicker than you can somebody that's addicted to drugs. Dr. Rita Goldstein, who is the national and international leader in the new neuroimaging, we can show that the damage that the narcotics had done to the prefrontal cortex, and that is where we get our logic, our reasoning, our inhibitions, it gets wiped out. And then the drugs overtake the pleasure centers of the brain, the nucleus accumbens, and so you're not only can't make a good decision, you're in love with the drugs, and you're along for the ride.
God, this is absolutely unbelievable. Carly, I cannot thank you enough for turning me on to Dr. Norman Wood. How did you find out about this guy? Because you're originally from Marshall County, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, I knew of his brother, Vic, but then when I started looking at, you know, Facebook posts, then I thought, this is a really interesting guy.
This is the first guy that I've interviewed an awful lot of people regarding the homeless issue over the decades. Advocates and do-gooders, and that many of them are do-gooders. They actually do have good hearts.
Yeah,
they really do.
They have really good hearts. These people mostly have good hearts.
Mostly they do, yeah, absolutely. You are literally the first person that I've interviewed regarding this terrible problem who actually makes sense,
mm-hmm.
who actually, honest to God, understands it, has the science behind it. Your credentials are stellar. You're the first one. My God, I can't believe I'm even saying this. You're the first one. After all these decades of all this insanity with the homeless and everything else, you're the first one.
And that's why I've been pushing him on everybody. They have to listen to this man.
Hey, all you have to do is say, I want Dr. Wood on. You know my answer is, I can't say no to you. I can't say no. I'm a guy who just can't say no to her. That's all there's to it. Carly Dittmar, the Fulton Flash, if you want to follow her on Facebook. Carly is spelled how again?
Carlee.
And Dittmar?
Dittmar.
Great. And it's also Dr. Norman Wood. More with our very special guests coming up right after this.